Welcome to the Homeschool Sanity Show, your weekly prescription for happier, healthier homeschool living. I'm your host, Dr. Melanie Wilson, Christian psychologist turned homeschooling mom of six. Hey, homeschoolers. I asked my homeschool sanity friends on Facebook about their challenges with kids, and getting them to do chores consistently was mentioned frequently. It just so happens that I have the same issue. We'll chat about that in a few minutes, but first, I'd like to invite you to check out melaniewilson.tv. This is where I share my Periscope schedule and information about recent broadcasts. I am passionate about sharing information and encouragement on Periscope and plan to provide even more resources for viewers going forward on my Psycho with Six blog. The teaching tip of the week is brain breaks. We're heading into the time of year where kids grow weary of lessons. If we're being honest, moms do too. Amy Milsick of Busy Boys Brigade shares 54 brain break activities and an inexpensive, easy way to store them. When tempers grow short or attention wanders, grab a brain break activity and do it. And don't just watch the kids, do it with them. Breaks are proven to improve learning and productivity. The Organized Homeschool Challenge of the Week is the Christmas Plan Challenge. Is it still too early for you to think about Christmas? I understand. But every year that I've delayed thinking about Christmas until after Thanksgiving has been disappointing. This week, we will begin the process of planning for Christmas, so come December, the holiday will be even more enjoyable. Step number one, discuss last Christmas. What did you and your family especially love about last year's celebration? Was there anything that you wanted to do but didn't? Discuss this now and take notes. Step number two, set up a planner. Last year, I used a Christmas planner for the first time, and it made life easier. There are great free Christmas printables to get you started. I've pinned others to the Organized Homeschool board on Pinterest. Christmas is a big project when you think about it, and it requires one place to keep all your information. If you prefer a digital solution, you could plan Christmas on Pinterest, making liberal use of secret boards, or in Evernote. Step number three, add events to the calendar. Now is the time to add all of the events your family wants to attend to the calendar. The church Christmas program, the extended family Christmas party, the live nativity scene, the medieval Christmas feast, the neighborhood caroling event, the toy drive, and the lights display. Even if you aren't sure you will attend, I recommend adding the dates to your calendar, including any deadlines. While you're at it, add any associated to-dos to your planner or incorporate them into your task management system. Step number four, plan ideas for making it meaningful. Christmas is a time for celebrating the birth of our Savior and for making memories. What could you do to enhance your worship of Christ during Advent? Celebrate Jesus, an Advent study, is one idea. Last year, I took free printable Advent scriptures, put them in decorated numbered takeout boxes along with a fun family activity. It was such a relief not to try to have to come up with candy or small gifts for all the kids each day, and we made wonderful memories. A holiday bucket list and an Advent list can give you some ideas. Be sure to check the Organized Homeschool board on Pinterest for even more choices. Now for this week's topic. How can we get our children to do chores consistently? I hinted at the fact that this has been a struggle in our home. There are some aspects of chores that have worked for us and others that haven't. So the first thing I want you to know is that if a psychologist struggles, you should expect to too. Can we all just breathe a sigh of relief that it's normal for kids to resist doing chores or doing them well? Let's be really honest and say that plenty of adults resist them too. Even though it's a struggle, training children to consistently do chores well is an important pursuit. With many people living and learning in the house all day, there is a mess. I can't do it all by myself. And even if I could, I would be doing my kids a disservice if I didn't train them to do chores. They need to know how to do these things as adults, and it's the perfect way to train their character. I don't have all the answers, but I do know that these steps are very important. First, create routines. One of the things I didn't like as a kid was being in the middle of something and hearing the announcement out of the blue that it was time to do chores. Kids like consistency, and even though routines aren't exciting, we benefit from them too. When I was first homeschooling, I had no routines. I ran the dishwasher whenever I realized it was full. I did laundry when I ran out of clothes and decided what was for dinner when my husband asked. My kids were little, but I didn't have any routines or chores for them either. If you want your kids to do chores and you don't have routines, this is the first step. It will save your sanity, I promise you. I've mentioned it before, but check out my podcast with Fly Lady for more on routines. Once I started making sure the dishwasher was run every night, I could have the kids unload it in the morning. It's such an obvious change, but I honestly needed the Fly Lady to tell me to build routines into our lives. Part of creating routines is determining what chores need to be done and when. Forget perfectionism. What absolutely has to be done? What should be done to make your home an inviting place for you and for guests? I've developed our routines over years of trial and error. I'd like to share our routines to give you a place to start. Your family's needs will vary. Each morning, we unload the dishwasher, clear and wipe the table and counters, load the dishwasher, sweep, pick up rooms and make beds, straighten all living spaces, and clean the bathrooms. You have to be a mother of boys to know why the bathrooms have to be cleaned every day. In the afternoons, during the week, we dust, vacuum, Swiffer, and do yard work. In the evenings, we wipe the table and counters, load the dishwasher, and straighten all living spaces. We tend to do chores like cleaning windows and appliances and woodwork before company comes. I hope that gives you a place to start. A big part of creating routines is modeling them yourself. If our room is a mess, how can we demand that our kids clean their rooms? Modeling consistency in routines yourself is more powerful than any punishment you can dole out. Often when the kids aren't completing their routines, it's because I quit completing them too. Step number two, teach your children how to do chores. Sometimes we moms get so weary that we expect our kids to just know what to do and do it. It's amazing what a little one-on-one tutoring can do. That shouldn't be a new concept for homeschool moms. Because of the wisdom of veteran moms, I learned that I should teach my kids to do their own laundry at an early age. It isn't difficult if you don't expect kids to know how to separate loads the way you would. I honestly don't have my kids separate laundry. If there's a clothing item that I know will bleed, I set it aside. But the truth is, my kids' white clothes are a little more gray than I would like. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make. Teaching kids the best way to fold clothes is a huge help, too. Kids don't want to do things that they don't think they're good at. I keep saying that in this podcast, but it's important. I started off buying a folding board for the kids, and it helped them learn how to fold without it. Now I have the kids fold their clothes using the KonMari method, which I love. I will add a video to the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/chores. Teaching to do chores is a three-step process. First, show your child how to do it. Then, have them do it while you watch. Finally, have them do it independently. The good news is you may not have to teach your child how to do everything. Your spouse or older children can also teach. My husband has taught our boys to barbecue and do lawn care, for example. Step number three. The final tip I want to share with you has been the toughest for me. It's inspect what you expect. That's a quote from Terry Maxwell of Managers of Their Chores. I have used just about every chore system developed in order to help me inspect and keep track of my kids' chores. Something was wrong with each of them. I finally developed a kids' chore checklist that worked. You can get a copy of it through the show notes. The problem is, it only worked when I did. Here's what I mean. I would take my checklist and review the chores. I would become so frustrated every morning when I discovered chores that hadn't been done or that hadn't been done completely. It wasn't that the kids didn't know how to do them. I fined the kids for not doing their work, but that didn't help my frustration. I hated starting out the day upset with them, so I often skipped the inspection. We've memorized many scriptures on diligence, and we have prayed about this issue so many times. I decided to have my child, who is a natural law enforcer, inspect the chores. He was very willing, but the other kids complained endlessly about this. That's when we had yet another family meeting about the issue. I needed a way to inspect the chores without getting upset. I had heard countless promises of better work, so I knew that wasn't the answer. Here's what we decided. We now work together as a team. I am working side by side with the kids as we go room to room. I make sure that if I do send a child to another room, that I am checking on them. I ask them to return to me ASAP and ask what else they can do. We have used this method before, but here's what we've learned this go-round. It works. We get the house cleaner and in a fraction of the time. My point in telling you this is not to say that this is the method you should use. I'm telling you this because you have to find a way to inspect your kids' chores that works for you. There are many approaches that don't work for us that may be perfect for your family. It is possible to train children to do chores consistently and save your sanity too. I asked my Periscope viewers for their suggestions. Nikki of thebrewersblog.blogspot.com suggests using a reward chart. There are many free paper and digital options. Latoya Edwards of latoyaedwards.net recommends starting your training when the kids are young, when they think it's fun. This is excellent advice. I usually teamed up with my younger kids to train them while the older kids were working. Jana of allaboutmamas.wordpress.com suggests blasting music while you clean. I created a cleaning playlist that I used to keep the kids motivated for many years. Amy of Busy Boys Brigade suggests pairing up older kids with younger ones. This can work well with the right pairings. Gina at the Thompson Tribe recommends using a timer. We have used a timer for years. Once we worked in 1-minute blasts. The kids loved it, and we were all amazed by how much we could accomplish in a short period of time. This week's action steps are: number one, create routines. Start small. Begin with something like loading and unloading the dishwasher. Number two, teach your kids. Treat chores like any other lesson and make time for it in your school day. Number three, inspect your kids' work. Try different methods of checking work to see what works for you. You can find all the links I mentioned in the show notes at homeschoolsanity.com/chores. If this episode was helpful, please share it with friends who could benefit from it. Next week, I'll share homeschool motivation you can access on demand. Have a happy homeschool week. Thank you for joining me for the Homeschool Sanity Show. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.